Lawyers for accused American Taliban fighter John Lind are trying to end his case before it goes to trial. The proceedings are scheduled to start August 26th on charges that Lind fought against the United States in Afghanistan. But before that trial begins, a federal judge has to make some important decisions and balance Lind's constitutional rights against concerns about national security. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
In the 6 months since he was captured fighting alongside Taliban and al-Qaeda troops at the Battle of Mazar-e-Sharif, John Lind has undergone a physical transformation. At his most recent hearing, Lind appeared in court with a trim crew cut and black-rimmed glasses that make him look more like an earnest college student than someone taking part in a jihad. While Lind's lawyers have worked to remake his image, they've also sought to reframe the legal case against their client. This week, Lind's lawyers filed motions to dismiss all 10 charges, including counts of conspiring to murder U.S. nationals and providing support to foreign terrorist organizations. The motion before U.S. District Judge T.S. Ellis says that as an American, Lind has a First Amendment right to associate with anyone he wants. Andrew McBride, a former federal prosecutor, says the government is likely to argue that First Amendment protections don't apply because al-Qaeda is a criminal organization.
An organization would lose its First Amendment protection if its purpose was criminal in nature. And here the government will argue that the purpose of this organization was criminal in nature and violated U.S. law.
In another motion, the lawyers say Lind's only intent was to be a foot soldier in the battle against the Northern Alliance, not against the U.S., and that he's covered under a principle of international law that protects captured soldiers, known as combat immunity. The motions to dismiss the charges will be heard on June 17th. Another important date is July 15th. That's when defense lawyers will ask the judge to suppress statements Lind made to the FBI shortly after his capture last December. Much of the government's case against Lind is based on those statements, but they were made after defense attorneys say Lind asked for and was denied access to a lawyer, and when he was suffering from exhaustion and shock. McBride says that hearing will be very important for Lind.
Because if he's successful in suppressing his own statements, the government is in a very weak position. I don't know how much corroborative evidence they have. And if Judge Ellis holds that the statements cannot come into evidence, then Walker Lind is in a very strong position in terms of bargaining with the government.
Yesterday, Lind's attorneys filed yet another motion. They want the case dismissed or at least moved, perhaps to Northern California, because of prejudicial publicity in Northern Virginia. Right now, prosecutors and Lind's attorneys are battling over the conditions under which the defense will be allowed to interview those who may have direct knowledge of John Lind, al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters captured with him at Mazar-e-Sharif and now being held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Judge Ellis encouraged both sides to consider interviews by phone or over a video link. This week, the government cited national security concerns and rejected those options, offering instead to have Pentagon interrogators ask questions submitted in writing by Lind's attorneys. Judge Ellis has scheduled a hearing May 28th to resolve that issue. Lind's lawyers also want to interview Yasser Issam Hamdi, the other American-born prisoner captured with Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters. Hamdi was removed from Guantanamo Bay and sent to a military prison in Norfolk, Virginia last month after it was determined that he was born in New Orleans. This week, a federal magistrate in Norfolk appointed a public defender to represent him. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.